I can understand what these banks are expecting people to do. And yes, in an ideal world, we'd have great infrastructure in terms of broadband, but we don't have that, particularly in parts of Castlederg where there's no access to broadband services whatsoever. And where there is, it's very, very weak. People cannot be expected to travel into towns such as Omonstraban to do that banking. And even at that, I think it's now high time we asked questions about the certainty of the future of the branches, even within major towns such as Strabane and Oma. I have lost all faith in the banking sector. I've lost all faith in Ulster Bank, the Bank of Ireland, and in Danske Bank. They're abandoning these communities without any proper justification whatsoever. With the closure of the two other branches in Castlederg, a lot of people transferred their accounts to Ulster Bank with the understanding that their account would be safe there and that that institution would remain there. That bank has been busier than it's ever been before, and there's no questions around that. This is about money. Those banks were not costing any particular money. They certainly weren't running at a loss, and that was confirmed at the closure of the Bank of Ireland when I challenged the Chief Executive of the Bank of Ireland in relation to their branch in Castlederg. He did confirm they weren't running at a loss, simply that they are now following a new agenda in relation to online banking and how popular that's become. It has become popular, but mainly amongst a younger generation. There's older generations. My own late grandfather, who died this year, would have went to the bank 3-4 times a week in person. He loved that personal interaction, and that is going to be a major, major loss to a community such as Castlederg. And I would say to people out there listening today, they shouldn't take this lying down.